Our guest in the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Pud, good morning.
Good morning.
So as we approach Thanksgiving, even though there are still some renewed coronavirus concerns, quite a few events going on as part of Thanksgiving week around Greenville and Hunt County.
Yes, and hopefully, you know, from everything that I know of that I'm listing in my newsletter, these are all things I feel where people, the organizers, have attempted to try to make sure everybody stays safe.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, one thing, and I've never participated in this. I don't know exactly why, but maybe this year, because of things being a little different for us. The Molloy Road Turkey Trot. I have heard of this. This is in Campbell.
Yes.
And I have heard of this event, I don't know, decades, I guess. It's a long-standing event.
Yes, and it's probably, again, one of the longest-running 5K races around. It happens on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, absolutely. It starts at 9 o'clock. This is at out on Molloy Road, out near the Country Club, and proceeds go to the Commerce Food Pantry, so good cause. And there's, for whatever reason, Thanksgiving is there's a big turkey trot in Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. So
I think for a lot of people, the idea is it makes it less guilty when you get ready to sit down to that meal if you've already had your exercise.
Psychologically, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So that's I believe that starts at 9 a.m. On Thursday morning. And another long-standing tradition in Greenville, the Clark Street Christian Church having its Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, I know it's been going on for at least 30 years, and it may be even longer than that. And this has been the big community Thanksgiving meal, and they're changing it up this year because obviously to be safe, you can call and order meals, and it's anybody can pick up a free meal from them on Thanksgiving Day, and then they do a fleet of people who are going out and delivering meals to shut-ins and disabled and homeless, and the elderly, and they use a lot of volunteers for that. And so they make sure that they get a good Thanksgiving meal. And I've had it before, and the food is wonderful.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
But they need volunteers.
They need volunteers for delivery this year. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give their number, 903-455-3148. And
yes.
Again, it's 903-455-3148. If you have any questions about the event, or in particular, if you'd like to volunteer for that on Thursday, and they probably will need people right up to the last minute. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Saturday, I'm glad that I noticed this in your newsletter and have a chance to talk about it. Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and this is something that goes on all over the country.
That's correct. And the idea, I think, has always been that, Friday is Black Friday and people flock to the big stores. Mm-hmm. But the focus being that on Saturday, shop with your local businesses, trying to help make sure that your community still have those. So there's a great focus on shopping with the local businesses and helping make sure that your community still has those. They're the heart of the community.
Mm-hmm. And in particular, at the Uptown Forum on Lee Street in downtown Greenville, they have a lot of activities.
Yeah, they're going to show some movies. They've got live music. They've got a DJ. And I think the idea is just to kind of come in and see what they've got, enjoy the holidays, and again, help support the local businesses, and then maybe even wander up and down with some of the others in downtown Greenville.
Yeah. Well, that's a fascinating place, Uptown Forum.
Oh, it is.
Gail Sprinkle has that now, right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And I see Brad Davis and Joel Weaver, also known as the Heroes, will be playing there live from 1 to 2 on Saturday. Brad has a lot of Commerce fans.
He does, and he's such a wonderful musician.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even start me on that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
An event Saturday also, and this gets into something that I don't know about, put at the Longhorn Arena. This is a display of the Clydesdale horses. I don't know about the Longhorn Arena.
Well, I'm so glad that that's one of the ones you wanted to talk about, because I think that I'm as excited about this event as anything that's coming up on the Thanksgiving weekend. This is a brand new riding arena event center that has been built Right at the Division Street overpass on Interstate 30. Okay. It's an enormous building right there that you can't miss. And it's an enclosed arena that they use for therapeutic riding during the week. They have all kinds of horse events and things on the weekend. And this is, for us at least, probably, they're certainly not as famous as the Budweiser Clydesdales, but they are every bit as beautiful. And this is Express Employment Professionals team, which is based out of the Oklahoma City area. And these are black and white Clydesdales. But they're designing a two-lane drive-through where they'll have the Clydesdales, and you'll drive through on either side. You'll be able to park quickly, get out, have your picture made with the horses. I understand possibly pet them or pet one or something, see them up close, and then get in your car and drive on. So, I mean, this is fabulous.
Yeah, and there's a food drive benefiting fish that goes with it.
What they figured is, you know, you can bring some non-perishable food and drop that off as well to help feed the hungry.
Okay, so that is from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, the Longhorn Arena on I-30 at Division Street in Greenville. Pud, we're out of time, but there's more to talk about. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.
Pud Kearns.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You bet. Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.